This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden says he's standing by his weekend statement that Russian's Vladimir Putin cannot remain in power. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Since Saturday, White House officials have been clarifying that the president was not talking about regime change in Moscow. He says he was expressing moral outrage over Putin's conduct in Ukraine, with millions fleeing the violence to neighboring Poland.
I just come from being with those families.
And his remarks were more an aspiration than a foreign policy goal.
People like this shouldn't be ruling countries, but they do. The fact they do, but doesn't mean I can't express my outrage about it.
And says he's neither walking back the comment nor apologizing. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Ukraine said it was hoping that the first face-to-face peace talks with Russia in over 2 weeks set for Tuesday could lead to a ceasefire. But a U.S. official said President Vladimir Putin did not appear ready to make compromises to end the war. The more than month-long invasion, the biggest of a Western nation since World War II, has seen over 3.8 million people flee abroad, left thousands dead or injured, and brought the isolation of Russia's economy. Nearly 5,000 people have been killed, including about 210 children in the port city of Mariupol, amid heavy Russian bombardment, according to figures from the mayor. Meanwhile, the United Nations says it's been able to bring food and medical supplies into Kharkiv, Ukraine's second biggest city and one of its hardest hit. Find more at voanews.com or follow us on the VOA mobile app.